Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Mem of Masechtas Be'er, which completes the Masech de Be'ez Hashem. Some of the topics we learn about today include a continuation of the discussion of Tchum and Yom Tov, and how we determine the proper Tchum boundaries on Yom Tov for jointly owned items, the law of one who deposits items for safekeeping by a friend, a discussion of the law of Basar Shenisal Min HaAyin, meat that was left unsupervised, a discussion of the laws of Muktzah as it relates to which animals one may slaughter on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we're learning about include Basar Shenisal Min HaAyin. Meat that was left unsupervised for any period of time is forbidden to be eaten for fear that it has been switched with non-kosher meat. Muktzah. The Pasuk says in the Torah, V'hoyah b'yom hashishi v'chinu es hashiviyu, from which we learn that the provisions of Shabbos as well as Yom Tov must be prepared from the day before. This is not referring to the actual cooking or baking, as this is already learned from the Pasuk, es hashatayifu eifu v'es hashatavash l'bashelu, but rather to a verbal or mental preparation or designation of items that are to be used for Shabbos or Yom Tov. If something is not prepared or set aside for use on Shabbos, it is called muktzah or set aside, and is the subject of a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda as to the status of these items for use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Reb Shimon holds that muktzah is permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tov, whereas Reb Yehuda holds that muktzah is usur on Shabbos and Yom Tov.